Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with today's Stock Talk. What we're going to talk about in today's session is NATO just came out recently and they said that all the countries of a part of NATO is going to have to put in 5% of their GDP into a defense budget. So how do we capitalize on this? So I thought it was interesting when I read that news and I'm like, okay, well, how can I help teach people, you know, basically fundamentals of investing and some things to focus in on? So this gives us a great opportunity because over the last couple months, we've been trying to work with the administration and see basically with the information they're giving us, how we can use that data to make some money. So my name is Dan Free. I do this report actually all the time. I'm a mortgage advisor. So if you're out there looking for a mortgage, I'd love to be able to help you. But folks, I am not a financial planner. I'm not a stock investor. I'm not an asset manager. Don't use my information to trade off of because I do this for educational and entertainment purposes only. That's my caption here. But when I read things like this, U.S. added 379,000 millionaires in 2024, makes me scratch my head because when you watch a lot of the videos, and I'm in the mortgage space, so when you watch a lot of these crash and doom videos, I actually watched one a little bit this morning, it was a live session, and all they do is just, the world's gloomy, this is bad, that's going to crash, don't ever buy a house, the market's going to crash, and everything. If that's what you're thinking, you might want to change the channel or help me change your mind. Okay, so if there's millionaires being created every day, how can you take advantage of some of the data that we're going to provide you? Well, let's get over to it. So the news that we have right here is, well, if you look at this every day, when this comes up and you see Dow Jones up 415 points and the S&P just hit a market high, are you excited or are you sitting there saying, who cares? Because I can't do anything about it and I'm not making any money. I don't have any money. Well, that's what we're going to try to solve today. Okay, so I'm not saying, you know, if you're in debt, you know, please try to do your due diligence to get all your debt paid off as much as you can. But you have to start somewhere. So my recommendation is with a lot of the data that we present here on a daily basis, use it. And I don't care if you set up an account and just invest $50 a month or something, just get you in the habit of investing and how to look at things and so forth. So I can trust me, $50 can go a long way. When I just got out of college, I forced myself to do this. God bless, I didn't have any student loan debt, but I had a car loan and I was making $18,000 a year and I still saved $100 a month. Might not sound like much. And then what is that sound? I'm 60 years old. I turned 60 last week, folks. So that was 50 years ago or 40 years ago. And unfortunately, I was able to move that number up and into the multi section of where I'm at in assets. So doing pretty well. And we're not here for me, though. We're here for you guys. So let's understand the news we have out today. So over the weekend, well, we got the big, beautiful tax bill. And I'm going to dissect that behind the scenes and try to help you guys understand maybe there might be some profits here. But if you go over to here, clean energy stocks jump after tax on solar and wind projections is removed from the Trump bill. So there's got a lot of information going to come from the new tax bill. But what I want to focus in on right now is NATO. Okay, President Trump met with NATO last week and he did something that they didn't think any president would ever do or any person would be able to do in history. And they've been trying it for years and years and decades. Okay, so what happens is, here's members of NATO. You have to understand what NATO is. It's a conglomerate, basically it's a whole bunch of countries that have each other's back. They're saying, if you're a part of NATO, you're part of our team. So if anybody attacks you, we're going to attack them as well. So how many people are in NATO? Well, there's a lot of them. You go through here, there's 32 members and here's a whole list of them. Okay, so what I'm getting at right now is it says right through here, defense expenditures and NATO's 5% commitment. So what happened at the last meeting is when President Trump was there, he got NATO to agree that they'll start, all the members of the NATO will start putting in 5% of their GDP into the NATO fund for defense spending. Okay, so let's really break this down. How much money are you talking about? And then what should we focus in on? Because this is now a commitment signed. So let's get over to it. NATO defense. So if you break this down, here's what I did. Breaking down NATO members' average defense spending over the past decade and what the 5% GDP commitment means to the money that's being put in or allocated to these things. So historically, the average has been, well, let's just break down to the bottom. Historically, it's been about 1.29 trillion. Here's the thing that really pisses you off. NATO's spending on defense, 1.29 trillion. Okay, how much of that is spent by the U.S.? If you go down through here, the U.S. paid 875 of that $1.29 trillion. So that means all the other countries contributed $420 billion while we put in $875 billion. It's not fair. It's not fair. This is kind of the same stuff that's going on with tariffs that we just don't know about. Okay, so you have to understand all the elements of this before you start really complaining about things that are taking place. You have to really know what's going on in the background. So if you look at this data saying, okay, now everybody's going to be, I won't say forced, but they're going to try their dickens to get to a 5% threshold. How much would that mean in extra spending? Well, let's break it down. New target, 5%. 3% core, 1.5. Here's what it's breaking down to: $665 billion more in additional spending. So if you look at this, there's $665 billion going to be spent over the next 10 years on defense. So how can we use this to figure out, okay, is there any money to be made here? Well, let's get over to it. I do have to give you something. If you didn't check out last week's Yahoo article, it was posted on June 26th at 8 o'clock, 2025. It's an article about what happens if mortgage rates hit 8%. Great article down through here. They have a young man down here quoted that's he's well known in the mortgage industry. You go down through here, it is me. So if you guys want to check out this article, I'm just joking. I was actually quoted in Yahoo Finance just the other day talking about mortgage rates and people thinking that there's still 3% rates available and our rate's going to go to 8%. Here's just a little article that I wrote up and they posted in Yahoo Finance. So thanks to Yahoo Finance for that. If you guys would, just let me know if you can hear me okay and if the visual's okay. All I want is a thumbs up if you guys wouldn't mind popping that up there if you would. Okay, so now let's get over to what you're here for. We're trying to figure out what to invest in. Okay, so what I did last year, around September of last year, I created this portfolio. And the reason why is I want you guys to understand stocks, investing, ETFs, different investment options. And then we're going to track it over time. Because a lot of people come in, if you go to some videos out there, they might say, okay, the market's going to do this, and the market's going to do that, and in 4 days, this is going to happen. Do you ever go back and check and see if it really happened? It's like, you know, I'll keep going on this, and I apologize. I know this is a pet peeve of mine. But all these crasher videos of people, they're coming back saying, and I watched one video this morning of a guy, he's on the crash bandwagon of housing, and all they talk about is doom and gloom and doom and gloom. That's not a mentor I want to focus in on. So what I thought is I want to switch the channel and just change your mindset. If you think you're going to be broke and broke forever, hopefully you can watch my channel and learn a little bit of things. I'm not saying you can do it overnight, but over time, hopefully you can learn something. So let's get over to it. So last year, we started creating a portfolio just to help you guys understand kind of how all this stuff works. So our first piece of the puzzle that we added into was Berkshire Hathaway. There's a stock right here that we owned. So I'm not going to go through all these investments, but these are investments that we've added over time. And the reasons why we added them is, you know, basically we did a video like OKLO. This thing just got hammered. But this is a nuclear stock that we bought. And 2 days later, it went up 30%. And now you can see it went all the way back down to where it was. So I just did this to make a point that nuclear or energy is going to be something we really, really need. And I was watching a CNBC this morning, and they actually were talking about Elon Musk and how he produces his own power from most of the stuff that he works on. And they actually kind of messed up. One of the commentators said something about, well, he gets a lot of his chips and things like that for the power through this company, and he mentioned it. And Jim Cramer was sitting on there, and he's like, oh, man. He said, you know this stock's going to rally now. It's going to pop probably 5 to 10% just because you mentioned it. So back about 2-3 years ago, I don't know if you guys follow Reddit, but there was a guy on Reddit that had a community, and they pumped up a bunch of different stocks, and Wall Street was just going crazy over it. But isn't that what they do on a daily basis? And Jim Cramer even said it this morning when one of the announcers said, okay, it was, I forget what the company's name was, and I saw the ticker symbol they were talking about. As soon as they mentioned it, it was up 0.2 for the day, 0.2. As he mentioned it, you saw it go to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5%. It just rallied up just because they mentioned it on CNBC. Well, we don't have that platform here, but at least I can hopefully help you understand this. And don't buy on just euphoria. You have to buy on solid fundamentals, and that's what we want to show here. So let's get over to it. Here's some of the stocks and ETFs we buy. I'll give you my thought on this, because what I do is I like investing in ETFs, okay? When you have different options to invest in, you can buy individual stocks, or you can buy an ETF or a mutual fund, okay? An ETF or a mutual fund is basically a basket of stocks in the sector that you're looking at. So today what we're gonna look at is we're gonna look at the sector when it comes to, let's go right over to here. These are the defense stocks and ETFs that we wanna look at today. We're not gonna buy any. I'm not gonna do anything with these. I want you guys to do your research on these, and then maybe next week you can come back, or down below in the comments throughout the weeks and throughout the months, you guys can post what you did and the results of it. Now, I'm not saying that these are going to do well. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but we have to focus in on these because we have $688 billion in new defense spending from NATO coming in. So we want to just at least figure out, you know, a path to owning or profiting on that. So let's get over here. Here's what I did to ChatGPT. Here's what I said. I said, well, based on this information, it broke it all down. It says right through here, $1 trillion passed, It's 660, this is $665 billion each year. I thought that was over the whole life, the 10 years that they were doing it. This is $665 billion a year that they're gonna, NATO is gonna spend on defense. So let's go down. My apologies, folks. I thought that was $665 billion over 10 years. That even makes it that much different. So here's what I put into ChatGPT, and this is what I want you guys to do with AI. I'm just helping you understand how to figure out investments. What's an option? There used to be a commercial saying, buy what you know. Okay, so if you don't know these things, AI can do a fantastic job for you, but you have to figure out, you know, what to invest in. Like if you go into AI right now, what do you buy? NVIDIA, it's 50,000% higher than where it was. Microsoft, all these other, don't really know. So at some point, you know, maybe you buy in and you just keep riding it up. But what I want to talk about today is just a complete blank canvas. And I'm going to have AI help us basically navigate all this. So let's look at this. What U.S. companies' stocks or ETFs would be a good investment based on this data? So when it breaks it down, here's what it's giving us. Top sector poised to benefit, defense contractors, aerosmith, cybersecurity, military, and infrastructure. When we went through this a couple weeks ago, I chose cybersecurity and intelligence. And that's what added to our position. Where's our position here? The rate update right through here. This is what added our position in HACK. This is a cybersecurity. You see it right through there, cybersecurity ETF. And we bought that. Oh, shoot, I didn't want to do that. Let's go back for 1 second and see if this is loading. Let's go back and see what we purchased it at and where it is at today. I think it will show up on the thing. So we bought this at $84.50 a share. Right now it's at $84.79 a share. Not a big move, but we only bought it when? 6/24, so a week ago. So I'll take a return of, you know, 0.34 for that. OKLO is a nuclear play. That probably isn't one that I would have bought, but I just wanted to show you guys this is a nuclear play on that. And then we have a whole bunch of other asset classes over here. So let's go over here and break this down to what it's actually telling us that might be a good investment. So we can go down through here. It's giving us all these things. Top defense stocks to watch. Okay, and it'll give you this. It'll give you the ticker symbol. You have to know the ticker symbol if you want to invest in the stock or if you want to do some research with it. So Lockheed Martin is the company name. The ticker symbol is LMT. You're seeing that right through here. And the focus of the area, F-35 jets, missiles, and defense systems. That would be a fantastic stocks. Air defense, patrol missiles, all these. Going down through here, all these would be fantastic investments. But the problem I have is I don't like investing in just one company. For example, let's just say the company, there's some fraud, or the CEO gets indicted for something. That whole business can go down. So why don't we invest in a basket of stocks? So we could do that over through here. So here's what they're called, ETFs. An ETF is basically, let me show it to you. Let's go down through here. Let's see what these are, and then we're going to look it up on Yahoo so we can take a deep dive into it. So if we look at the ETFs, you're going to see ITA, which is iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense. XAR is Spider S&P Aerosmith and Defense. And if you don't know these things, this is where it comes into play, where you can do the AI. But some of these, look at this one, 3x leverage on this. So that means if the stock goes up, you know, a point, you're actually getting a 3-point increase. But if it goes down, you're going to get clobbered. So in this tutorial, I don't want you guys taking a huge amount of risk, because this might be all the money you have set aside, maybe to buy that first house or do something with it. Okay, so then also down here, cybersecurity stocks also in play, bonus dual use AOL or AI stocks, and the final takeaway. So what I did is I actually created this form right through here to just give you some ideas, and I'll try to post this link down below. And what it's going to do is it's going to give you the ticker symbol, all right, right through here. The ticker symbol right through here, the stock name, the class. Is it a stock or is it an ETF? Okay, that's one thing we want to do there. And then the sector, aerospace and defense, leverage defense, cybersecurity, AI and semiconductors. And then I want to know the rating. Here's other factors that I really want to, that'll play a role in if you buy that investment or not. Okay, so you want to check its rating. They're all going to be probably B or A or AA. So that's, they're all good companies if they made this list. ROA is a return on assets. How much of an increase did it get it go over the last 1, 3, or 5 years? So you go through here, and this now future returns aren't based on the past returns. Especially NATO just announced this, so these companies are going to start prospering from now going forward. So what has done well up to this point, and what should go well? So this is the homework that you guys have for yourselves. But I narrowed it down to these so it can help you out, and we're going to dissect just a couple of them so you can understand when you're going into Yahoo Finance. And I'm also going to, in one of our future videos, I'm going to show you how to create an account in Charles Schwab. That's a system, it's probably the easiest system to use if you're looking to open an account to trade stocks. I have an account. I have had it since I was in college, actually. I'll have the link down below if you want to open an account with Schwab. Go ahead down there and do that. But, if I'm looking at this, two of these areas really stick out. This one right through here, where's the returns? When you start seeing returns at 20, 30% a year, there's probably more risk in there than you really might want to take on. And this one's saying it's 3 times the defense. So that's going to amplify the investment by 3 times. So if you go back to Bitcoin, we actually have an investment in Bitcoin. It's right down here, BITX. And this is also a Bitcoin transaction, and is Bitcoin basically times 2. And if you look at this, we bought this on 9/9 of 2024. We bought one share at $24 a share. It is at $51 a share now at 114% return. So over the last 9 months, we've got 114% return on this one. But the problem is if this at some point starts to go down, you're going to lose money fast. So that's the problem that you have. And I own this actually personally. And I've in my personal account, I've tripled my money over the last year. It's kind of wild. Berkshire Hathaway, I've owned for years as well. So a lot of these positions I do have money in, not all of them, only a fraction probably down through here. So let's break it down. Let's just go over to NATO spending. Well, let's just go over to our ChatGPT and let's just open this up. So let's go through this this system right here. So if I'm looking at this at face value, one of the things I'm going to look at is over through here. This is the yield. So if the stock doesn't do anything, you're still going to get a dividend yield, like a savings account. And here it is. Like, for example, Lockheed Martin gets a 2.7% yield. The PE ratio is the price divided by the earnings. So the lower, actually the better, means it's priced accordingly. So you got Lockheed Martin at 17.8%. So that would be, that's actually a fantastic company. If you go down through here, let's look at some lower ones. So we have this one right through here, General Dynamics. It has a 15.9 PE ratio. It has a yield at 2.1. It's had decent returns, 5, 6, 7% over the last couple years, so not a bad investment. But then let's focus in on an ETF. Here's where I really want you to understand. Let's go crazy and look at this triple one. So it's DFEN. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take these ticker symbols. It's DFEN. We're going to go over to Yahoo Finance, and let's see what it looks like. DFEN. That's the ticker symbol. So what's going to happen right up through here, it's going to show you the ticker symbol. Then down through here, it's going to show you the company name. Make sure this matches, because if you do a quick search, it might not match and you might have something messed up. But let's click it and see what's going on with it. This thing's probably on a big rat. Well, no, it's actually down 5% today. What's going on here? So let's see what's going on. It's down 5% today. This fund invests 80% of its assets plus borrowing in financial instruments such as swaps. Oh, this, my apology. This is that 3 times Bitcoin on crash or aerospace. So year to date, it is up 77%. Okay, 77% just year to date. 1 year return, we got a 92% return. 5 year return, 309. This one scares me because any turnaround is going to deplete money. But let's just look. What does it have in its portfolio? So you can hit right over here and look at holdings, and it's going to tell you industrials. It's in GE Aerospace, RTX Corporation, Boeing Corp, Axon, L3 Harris. So these are all the companies that it has. So again, you might be comfortable in a risky investment like this because it is a 3X, meaning it's bullish. So that as long as this thing's going up, you're killing making the money. But when this thing turns around, you lose money fast. So let's pick another one. Let's go down through, and I want an ETF. So let's go through here, and let's look at the one, 27.5, I want an ETF, 26, 26, 28. Well, let's just go the middle of the road, highest yield, return on equity. So we're going to go based on these returns. Let's pick right through here. We're going to go ITA. What is ITA? Aerospace and Defense. Let's go ITA. So we're going to go to this one. We're going to go to ITA. Make sure it matches aerospace and my thought, maybe over to the next day, all these must be getting hammered today because of the big tax bill or something must be going on because this is major moves in the market right now. So let's see what its holdings are. You go to the holdings, and it's going to show us what assets it holds because basically what this is it's just a basket of different stocks. So you can see through here, GE Aerospace, RTX, Boeing, Axon, L3. So this is almost the same holdings as that other one times three. So this might be a good one. And if you look through this, it's giving you General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, and all the ones are a lot of the ones that's in this portfolio right through here. So that might be a good way to go. So if it was me, just based on this information right here, that's probably the way I'd go. So you're like, Dan, this is $185 a share. Well, buy one. Just buy one, see what it does. Well, let's do that in our transaction for today. So ITA, so we're going to go over to our portfolio. Let's go to our portfolio, and we're going to add ITA. Because the reason why I'm adding these isn't to make confusion over, you know, keep watching this thing grow. It's I want to show you over time the results of these things. So let's get over, add symbol. We want to add ITA, make sure it matches. ITA Aerospace, add symbol. We go over to here, and I want to add a share. And that should do it for us. So let's see what that does. So right now we just bought 185 or one share of ITA at $185.32. These numbers will, I don't know why this is skewed right now, but that might be, well, it's just a couple pennies, but we'll see how this goes over time. In 1 week, we're going to go over and we're going to dissect these and we're going to say, okay, maybe we should reallocate our positions. And I'll show you how to do that. Cause there might be times where you buy something and it just isn't working. Like this, for example, if I'm losing money on this OKLO, again, if I know this, I bought it at 53, it spiked 30% in 2 to 3 days. Here, I'll show you. So this thing has messed me majorly crash. And if we go back, let's go to 1 month and just see, you're going to see this. Whoa. Do you see where we were? So we were down here at 30, or this is $45 a share. What did we buy this at? Where was it? It doesn't matter. It rallied there's that day. So we must have bought it right through here, and it rallied 30 points to here, and then it gave almost everything back. Well, it gave everything back that we invested in. So is this a good investment? It pays no dividend. The earnings per share is negative, so they're not even making money right now. There's a whole bunch of not good about this, but it's something in the future. This is nuclear power. So it might be a play for the future. So let's go to any questions that you guys might have. I don't have basically a commentator today or a person in the background watching these. So please be careful in what you say. So let's get over to it. Who do we got first here? Ben, thanks for joining me, Ben. I greatly appreciate it. So you can hear me and see me. Ben, if you got any questions, I appreciate you being here, bud. But ask me any questions. If you got them, I'd be throw them right up to the top. I can't stand the doom and gloom channels. It's all like cherry picking and made up crap. Revenge and real estate mindset are two of the worst offenders, even Graham Stephan. So I watched that real estate mindset this morning, and the guy tried to catfish me one time. And I think it was him. But this morning, he has the same two or three people on there all the time. And all they do is just explain to you how the world's going to end. And if you go back to their videos, about 3 years ago is when they all started, because Reventure Capital, he made, the guy was making $50,000 to $60,000 from what I'm understanding. This isn't validated, but from what I'm understanding of somebody who saw some of his stuff accidentally, they said he was making about $50,000 or $60,000 a month on a lot of this crap. So a lot of these people start following that bandwagon. And when you watch them daily, they have the same two or three analysts on there predicting just doom and gloom. And they were on again today. The housing crash is going to start again. It's going to be worse than 2008. And you sit here and say, you know, I'm in Illinois. Our home prices are up about 6% this year. They're up about 10 or 11% yet last year and so forth. So our prices here are probably up 10 to 15% in the last 2 years. It's not crashing. You know, yes, Austin is not a good area for values. I'm not saying it's not a good area to live. It's a fantastic area. But the prices are just, everybody moved there. Same thing with the West Coast of Florida. You know, the insurances, when all that stuff took place in Florida with the condos, you know, all that took place, and they're not great investments right now, possibly. But if you're out there and that's where you're looking to live and you plan to stay there, do whatever. I bought my house here. I live in, I've been here for 26 years. What did I pay? Who cares? It's 26 years ago. So that's the whole point I want to make. So if you're looking for real estate to take place of your investments, that's the wrong way to do it. That's why I try to explain to you guys how to invest your money. And when you're in a house, make sure the house is affordable. Make sure you can do it. Make sure you don't do what a lot of people do out there. And there's now the big theme out there is, if you can, Justin, if you can agree with me on this one, is now people regretting buying their homes. And every one of them, they go, there's mold, and there's infestation, or I didn't realize I was going to have a cable bill and a gas bill and a water bill and a garbage bill. Well, do your due diligence. Don't buy being stupid, I guess, is the best way to put it. So make sure you do what you need to do before you even invest in houses or you invest in the stock market. So just want to reiterate again, if you guys would check me out on Yahoo Finance, an article that I actually wrote up was posted, when was it? June 26th. What happens if mortgage rates go back to 8%? So I'm sure this is going to gain some stream from the crash and doomers, because they love, but you got to realize in 2023, I think it was, rates did hit 8%. And the housing market wasn't great, but it didn't crash. So that's what my take for today goes by. But who I am and what do I really do? Hey, we got another question out here. Let me see if I can get to that. Best viewer on steamboat.com. Remove the space. Okay, thank you so much. All right, so a little bit about me. My name is Dan Frio. I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not a financial analyst. I do this to just help you understand how assets work. So each day we talk about bonds and things like that. Bonds might be another investment that you might want to look at, and we'll focus in on that next week. Because when you follow me each day, here's what we follow on my channel. We follow what the MBS market's doing, this mortgage-backed security bond. So let me bring up this quote or this chart. And this is what I go over on every day on my channel. But look at what you're seeing right through here. Okay, so look at the mortgage bond. This is the easiest way to explain to you guys how bonds really work. All right, so hold on, folks. Let me pull it over here and explain this to you. Okay, so right here on your screen, this is a mortgage bond. Okay, so I want you to understand how this works, not for interest rate purposes, but for investment purposes. All right, so here's what we've seen over the last 5 trading days. This is a mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, so what happens is, for the rates to come down, and we know that the Federal Reserve, their goal is to push down rates, because they even said it today. They said if it wasn't for tariffs, we'd have cut rates by now. Okay, so let's say tariffs don't come out and they're not as bad as everybody thinks they're going to be. Well, what's going to happen is mortgage rates are going to drop. The Federal Reserve is going to cut. What causes rates to drop? Well, bond prices going up will help interest rates come down. So if the Federal Reserve is predicting and the government's predicting and everybody's kind of saying out there, well, bond yields are going to come down from now, as long as the tariffs come in, the big beautiful tax bill doesn't really screw everything up. Well, here's what's going to happen. Well, if you look at that, you're going to say, okay, bond prices are going to go up because prices are going to come down. Ding. That might be, hey, maybe I'll buy bonds, because over the long run, the prices are going to go up. That's going to make me money on the price, and then I'm locked in on my yield, so I'll get my yield or my interest rate that they're paying me on that no matter what. So it's a win-win situation. So that might be another investment option that you guys should look into if you're looking to become one of the next millionaires in the United States. So folks, I greatly appreciate you watching me today, but if you need some assistance, if you're out there looking to buy a house or maybe looking to refinance to save some money, so let's say we can save you $200-$300 a month, maybe you can start investing that money. So check out my website. If you have a rate that's maybe over 7%, we just quoted a couple FHA loans today, right in the high fives, the low sixes. So if you have an FHA loan, maybe it's 7.25, 7.5, you might want to reach out to us today. Maybe you might be finding some really good news out there in regards to interest rates. So visit us at therateupdate.com. There's many things you can do here, but if you're looking to buy that first house, or maybe looking to buy a house, check out the $7,000 grant program we just came up with about 2 to 3 weeks ago. That's killing it right now. But if you're a current homeowner and you want me to track interest rates, so you can say, okay, Dan, I'm at 7.25 right now. When rates get to 6.25, I want to do this. I want to refinance. Well, how do you do that? What's the best way to monitor this? Well, just click this button right up through here. It says refinance. What that's going to do is it's going to actually allow you the opportunity to give me your information on your current mortgage and what rate you'd be interested in refinancing. And when that rate hits that, I'll make sure to reach out to you immediately, get you locked in, and get the paperwork started. So that's our report for today, folks. Hopefully you learned a little bit something about today and how you might be able to, you know, at least maybe you won't become a millionaire, but maybe we can help you get out of debt and start saving some money for wealth creation, maybe down the future. So that's my report for today, guys. If you have any other questions, let me know. Otherwise, I will be back later today at the closing bell to let you know how mortgage rates ended for the day. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Be careful out there.